Welcome back at WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively in Abingdon. We're at Conrad's Crabs. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. I was masked up last week in the city of Cocos with Brandon Scott. Next week, we're going to be unmasked at Pappas in Cockeysville with Mike Bordick, as well as Leonard Raskin from Raskin Global, and my friend Jim Reese from Offutt Kerman. Today, we are hanging with friends, family, and it's a family holiday, right? It's Thanksgiving week. We're doing Black Friday. We're up here in Harford County. Bill Cole has joined us. Barry Glassman, former Harford County executive. And my favorite Abingdon resident, Eric Sauer here from There Goes My Hero. And my favorite co-inhabitant in life and my wife of 18 years, Jen Strong, is in and very well coordinated, taking my my scarf and mixing it with her sweater. Two survivors on the set, two miracles here for the holidays, two bone marrow transplant survivors, and we probably should have drank German beer, right?
Probably.
Like pills or something
can
like that.
Can never hurt. Can never
hurt. Probably never hurt. No. How you guys doing? Everything good? You guys have not been in the same room together, right?
Since the summer. We went fly fishing.
Right, right.
They caught fish. We didn't.
Yeah, we didn't catch anything.
We sat in a river together.
I caught the fever. You know what I mean?
Fishing fever?
Yeah. I had Tony Tochter on 2 weeks ago. We did the show down at the Chop Tank in Fells Point. And, you know, Tony's got the oldest family fishing and tackle shop in the world.
In the world?
In the world.
Wow.
Family-owned, fourth generation in the world. How about that? So there you have it. Tochterman Fishing and Tackle.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm getting waiters from him next time.
Well, I expressed that to him. He said, D'll take care of it. D sent me happy Thanksgiving yesterday, so I love D. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody at Tochterman. So the fishing thing was something that you had, and when I put the crab cake tour together, you fly fish, and you told me this, and you had us this close to glamping on the Savage. Maybe next year we're going to do 31
close.
Crab cakes in August. But the fly fishing thing, man, I mean, that was a great day.
It was fun.
Oh, it's the best.
It's the best. It really was a great. There were no worms. 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
10 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
But you caught fish. Your son caught a fish, too.
We coached him up.
He sat in the good spot in the river, I think, is what happened there.
They went upstream and caught all the fish. They didn't come down to us.
Tell everybody about your relationship, because you don't have a good talk on the show. So, tell me when you met Eric at the foot of your bed. When you were like half dead.
Yeah,
do you remember?
I think I was
meeting?
Having a spinal tap that day.
Yeah,
told
times.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Fun times.
Told you about spinal
Eric
tap.
Eric told me to lay flat the entire day so I didn't get a headache. I did what he said. It worked.
Then you've been doing what he said ever since, right?
Yeah.
So, Eric, we owe you for your kindness. I don't think we've ever given you anything nice, but I've had these gifts.
Oh, don't put that near your computer.
I've had these gifts for when did the Eagles win the Super Bowl? It was so long ago, I don't remember.
2017?
It did happen. Yes,
it happened.
So is it 5 years?
Will
it be,
in my lifetime.
5 years?
It says it on here.
It's 2014-18.
Almost 4 years.
So on February the 4th.
In Eagles time, that's a really short
2018, we were in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, wow, look at this. Look at this.
So we went to the Super Bowl party because Jim Schwartz and Joe Douglas, who now runs the Jets, invited us to the Super Bowl party. And we got
swag.
A bag of swag. And I collected all of this all week long for my three Eagles fans. There's four, actually, because Micah Buckdahl, I'll put him in. So Cheryl Laird, you didn't get anything because you didn't come and claim it. It's been 4.5 years. Where the hell have you been?
Dr. Pratt.
Brett Dickinson. There goes my hero. Ed Block Courage Awards.
We gave Dr. Pratt some stuff because he's from Philly.
Yeah, we did give him some stuff.
Yes,
he
did.
Didn't want a whole lot of it.
Oh, he is too, huh?
Yeah, Dr.
Pratt's
in Philly.
He went back to Philly.
So, Brett Dickinson.
Interesting. Okay.
I picked this up in the press box for you. These are the flip cards. They're folded. They've been sitting at the radio station this long. They've been bent up. So, all of this now. Look at this. I got a Super Bowl hat. I don't even know how. They were five Super Bowls further in. It still has all of the stuff inside of it. So, Eric, you're getting all this. Now, this is really important, okay? This, after the game, they had confetti down on the field. I grabbed the confetti from down on the field. I hate the Eagles, and I grabbed this stuff for friends of mine. I got Bud Light glasses. I got Ding Dings. Take these down to New Orleans. You'll see some things, all right? Take those down, all right? So I got this is legitimate. This is from the soil. This is from the earth in Minnesota. This is victory confetti for you, all right?
And it lights up.
Look.
I think it.
I prefer the Maryland Lottery koozie, right. But I've got, I can't believe I touched this. Here, take that. Put that around your beer. So when you go into the stadium for the games, they give you these little radios so you can listen to Philly Special or things like that. So we have like five of these in here. What else is in here?
Well, you know who's gonna
dog love tags, because you're all a bunch of dogs anyway, Eagles fans. So dog
we'll
tags.
We'll take that. We'll take
so,
that.
Yep. I think that's it. Another program in here. I got here some more boobs for you in New Orleans. Use that when you grease the pole the next time you win. You can. And here's another program. Here, you won. I'm happy for you.
Well, think of
how was that for presentation? Is that good?
Beautiful.
The red-headed fly fisherman that we were with, we will have a
field
conniption
day
when he sees
nice.
This stuff.
Yeah, you can't. So was he an Eagles fan?
He's
you even get the bag too.
Why?
Thank you.
Well, let him know that this is serious. This is the real confetti from the real field. Okay.
He's been indoctrinated.
All right, there you go.
He's got a false sense of what it is to be an Eagles fan.
What?
It took me 46 years.
Well, I've been telling. What happened to my beer? She took my beer. Yeah, I've been telling you I love you since the minute I met you. So now I can finally prove it. Is that good?
Thank you, Ness.
Well, it's been it's been in the radio
carried
station.
It all the way home from Minnesota.
Well, I wanted to do, I had like four Eagles fans, and I thought I'll divvy it up. I'll invite Cheryl down. She can pick what she wants. And then I'll invite, you know, a Brett over to the state. He could pick what he wants. And I was going to give you whatever was left, which I figured would be a lot because they probably wouldn't take a lot. Then none of them ever came to pick the stuff up. So now you got it all, other than Dr. Pratt's.
Yep.
Tell everybody how you're doing. People ask me all the time because you never do the
great.
Show.
Great. I've been working out like crazy.
Fiend.
I was telling Carol earlier that I'm doing online stuff at work and it's free.
And
I do it in the living room three days a week with the cat.
Right. Well, I'm in back pain watching her in the kitchen saying,
lifting weights.
One day I'll be able to do that, you know. But I'm getting better. I'm getting better. You're getting.
I got guns.
Guns. My wife has
She's
guns.
Buff.
Absolutely. How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was great. Had family in our house.
He spent a Thanksgiving in the hole. So he's got a whole different thing about Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I think that makes two of us.
Yeah.
Oh
no, I got out.
Yeah, they let you out, but you put yourself back in the hole.
Yeah.
So here's one thing that you need to know about like leukemia if you've never had it, and I don't want you to have it, is that when you're coming out of the hole, you're neutropenic, and your body can't do things like cheese, red meat,
leftovers.
Oysters. Oh, the oysters look good. Anything that has
leftovers.
Proteins in it, anything that has like
bacteria
yeah,
even,
cheese
even
cultures.
Salads and raw vegetables.
So she got a ticket of freedom after almost dying the second time, and your family was here, and they went and they got pumpkin roll from the
Amish market.
Amish market up in Cockeysville. All right. By the way,
delicious.
We're gonna give Pappas next week. I told her, don't eat that. That's got cream cheese in it.
So good.
It's been sitting out.
It did not feel good.
The hospital bill was about $18,000.
It wasn't them.
The hospital bill was $18,000.
Insurance paid.
She spent 3.5 days vomiting and, you know, went back into comatose type state in the aftermath and then went back into the hospital again. So, like,
it was probably Philly.
It happened
Philly
a couple times.
Cheese, right?
I'll be honest
Philly
with you.
Cream cheese.
It was definitely Philly cream cheese. Yeah. So that's how I do remember.
Carol's
I do remember Thanksgiving night, like picking her up and, you know, carrying her into the hospital with a bucket between her legs in a robe and a gown. And I called the hospital after hours, like 1 o'clock in the morning. She's sick as a dog. And I'm freaking out. I got to get the car. It's 12 degrees outside.
They're like, bring her to the emergency room.
They said, bring her to the emergency room.
No.
I'm like, it was like the scene in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles when he tried to rent the car. And when she said, you're effed, it was a little bit like that. I just remember driving through like the projects in East Baltimore on the phone, screaming at the person, you better be at the door waiting for my wife at Weinberg. And they were. And I wheeled her up to the fifth floor and they pumped out the Philly cream cheese and look at her today. That's my Thanksgiving memory, 2015. The fireside chats. It's lovely.
It's over.
When Black Friday comes, yeah.
We're healthy.
Yeah, you know, it's a Steely Dan song, Black Friday. You manage money. Tell me what you do for a living in the real world.
I do consulting work mainly with financial planners. I help them put together their practices and run smooth businesses.
I try to keep you on mic so I can hear you.
Better?
Yeah, better. All absolutely. Right. So it barely counts. It's Black Friday. It's a crab cake tour. I haven't had a crab cake yet.
It's coming.
Stay off mic. It's okay.
It sounds delicious, though.
Am I back? Am I back? Am I with
you? You're here.
Okay.
You're the founder of There Goes My Hero. Yep. We talked about events, and actually Bill had a question that he wanted to ask you, and I talked too much in the last segment.
What has changed because of the pandemic?
The regimen's still pretty similar. I think, you know, they got to be more careful because, you know, there's just that many more places where you can get exposed to things that you don't need. Right. I mean, but
I can't imagine her being in a hole during COVID and I couldn't even have been at the hospital. Like all the help she needed, all the things I was there for her when she was semi-alert. I mean, I don't need to tell you, bro. Like, she was really sick, man, for like long. She didn't remember any of it.
I mean, I was
like any of
honestly,
it. I remember all of it. It's really a weird part of our relationship.
It's a bizarre time. And frankly, because you're immune deprived. I mean, that's what you have, no immune system when you're going through all this. So whether there's COVID or not, you know, the world is a really dangerous place when you don't have an immune system, i.e. cream cheese, putting your hand on a door that somebody, you know.
Hugging someone.
Yeah.
Literally.
So,
yes.
So, you know, COVID was really like, you know, that's just how it was for us.
Yeah, we were used to wearing masks
by that
point.
We wore the mask. We wore the gloves in the hospital. We wore the gowns.
You know, I hate these kind of like the cloth masks like a little bit. Until I put on, because I've been doing PT, and when I do PT, I wear the medical mask because I breathe better in it. You know, because I'm working up a lather, and there's something about the little particles on the back of the mask from the hospital that tickle your nose. You know what I mean?
The fibers
that are on, yeah, like that thing exactly. The little blue mask and the yellow mask, and they tickle your nose. That reminds me of the hospital in such not a good way.
Yeah, and there's some...
Because I sat for days and days and days with those masks on. Oh, the soap smell in the hospital. Yeah.
The latex gloves,
the smell of the plastic thing that came over the food.
That was the worst.
The food, the plastic thing over the food.
I told them not to bring that into my room. They were not allowed to bring that into my room.
That smell made her throw up, too.
Made me sick.
The rubber smell of that...
This is what it is. It was hard plastic running through a hot dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
Is exactly what it was, and that's exactly what it smelled like. And
it smelled like it was in a hospital too. You put the hospital
add
in.
Add the institution.
It wouldn't smell the same way if you were anywhere else. It wouldn't smell that way to Marriott.
Right.
No. I don't likely
think so.
Not.
No. The old days. You're healthy.
I'm
good.
Healthy. Yeah, yeah.
You're mostly healthy.
What do you mean, mostly?
Well, your eyes. I mean, he told you your eyes were going to be the...
Yeah.
James Trapp said the same thing. James Trapp said that eyes were going to be...
Eyes are little things, though, right? My eyes still bug me, too.
I've been doing IPL for my eyes.
What's that?
So
tell me. We have an
IPL,
audience.
So IPL is used for rosacea and stuff. It's intense pulse laser. So what they do is they
heat... Intense pulse?
Laser.
Laser.
I'm her husband, and I don't know this stuff. I learn about this on the show. So
he
anyway.
Doesn't listen.
Go ahead.
He doesn't listen. I think all I do is listen.
But go ahead.
So they basically, you know, do it around your eyes, and then they squeeze your eyelids like a zit, basically, and it gets all the gunk out of your eyes.
Really?
She has gunk in her eyes.
I've been doing that like every 3 or 4 months now, so I'm due like next week.
So do you get relief for that period of time?
Actually,
it comes back.
It's been progressively getting better.
Well, she says to me, I'm going to go get my eyes scraped this week. That's what she calls it, scraping. It's scraping.
Yeah, no, they squeeze them. Like, is it? Comes right.
And
on that note, the crab cake tour continues.
And insurance does not cover it.
Okay.
So, but it is helping. It is helping.
Okay.
So,
yeah, that's.
I have a guy.
You got a guy. All right, good. I need my eyes squeezed.
See the little things you learn on this show when I bring together leukemia survivors and bone marrow
Well, when
survivors.
You talk about healthy, I mean, eyes having gook and a little itchy in them is not, like, high on the list of things that bug me.
You can live with it.
Yeah.
You make do.
It just is.
To life.
Cheers.
Oh,
cheers.
What's your drink?
I don't have one. I'm drinking yours.
Prost. There
Prost.
You go.
Prost.
my wife Jennifer, Eric Sauer from There Goes My Hero. Make sure you're supporting them. Giving Tuesday is here. You can go to theregoesmyhero.org.
Get on the registry.
Get on the registry. Save a life. I'm on the registry. Bill Cole was probably too hammered at my event. Doesn't remember it, apparently.
Carol's on the registry.
Carol's on the registry. We're going to get Andrew on the registry. We're here at Conrad's Crabs, all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. We're going to be at Pappas next week in Cockeysville. On the 9th, we're going to move it to Thursday because the former county executive has, you know, holiday plans. We're going to be at the Beaumont down in Catonsville celebrating there. I'm trying to put a date together for my friends at Roost Chris. I'm trying to put a date together at Costas. Costas has too many holiday parties, so I'm trying to figure out the right day. My 30th anniversary is the 13th of December. I will be celebrating even if no one else is, but I'll be having a crab cake that day as well. All that brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're up here in Abingdon. We're going to come back, and we're going to chat with Andrea, and we're going to talk about the Conrad story, which I hear is pretty compelling. I remember the first Conrad's popped up right on Joppa Road, right around the corner from my radio station. I'm going to get the full story ahead. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Friends, beer.
Holidays.
Even Eagle stuff. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.